Good Friday. Today is December the 19th, and you're listening to My Farm, where we're going to wrap up our discussion about some of the different types of Christmas trees as we look out in the backyard and garden, talking today about the different spruce tree species. We'll also talk about the care and maintenance of Christmas cactus. All that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden, talk about different varieties of Christmas trees and the different species. 2 weeks ago, we talked about the pine. Last week, we talked about some of the fir trees. That leaves the spruce for us to discuss this week. And we're going to start off with the popular Colorado blue spruce. Now, blue spruce come in a variety of colors, from light powdery blues to rich dark bluish greens. They have 1-inch long needles. They're round. They are sharp. They're very sturdily attached to heavy branches, almost looking like a bottle brush, if you will. They are great for heavy ornaments. Usually they are a full appearance if they're sheared that way, but they can be layered in appearance depending on how they've been raised and sheared. They have a nice aroma. Needle retention, though, is only average, so that is a problem if you've got them in the house too long. The Norway spruce are found throughout the United States, and in Ohio, it's considered a naturally occurring tree, actually. Shiny dark green needles of this spruce are what makes it look like the traditional Christmas tree. They're relatively short, half to 3/4 inch long. They have dense branching and a traditional fragrance. Also, those dense branches are sturdy, so hanging ornaments is much easier on them. They'll hold up heavier ornaments. A lot of times, this is one we see used in landscapes, but it can be found at some Christmas tree farms as well. Retention of needles is only fair, so that is one reason why it's not as popular. If you do cut it fresh, a lot of folks say wait till about now, or even maybe even a little bit closer to Christmas to bring it in the house. The white spruce, similar, has 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch long needles, more of a silvery blue appearance. Those needles are attached singly, tight on the branches. It's sturdy branches, so again, heavy ornaments work well with this. It has a very full growth habit, so a nice look. Like the Norway, the tree is commonly used in landscaping, not as common as the blue spruce or the Norway, but we do find some of them. Needle retention, again, is only fair, so that is one of the drawbacks to it. You want to wait till later. And then the Serbian spruce. The Serbian spruce is a tree native to Northern Europe and Northern Asia. It's more commonly seen planted as an ornamental rather than a Christmas tree. Needles, just same, 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch long. They are pointy, more of a square cross section. If you'd roll them between your fingers, you'd sort of feel that. The color is medium to dark green. There's two very distinct bands, though, on the lower surface, so it gives almost a silvery appearance. Serbian spruce makes an attractive Christmas tree, but unfortunately, needle retention only average on this one as well. Now, a key to all these trees, whether you get them fresh cut or if you get them at a sort of a big box store or something, is you're going to want to make a new cut at the bottom of that when you get it home and put it in a bucket of water so that it starts taking in more water right away, because that first cut that was made, especially if it came from a pre-cut lot somewhere else, that has probably started to scab or scar over and clog some of those veins that take the water in. So a fresh cut helps there, and then making sure it's out of direct heat, typically keeping it away from registers or any type of heater, and the room is kept a little bit cooler. That will help, as well as making sure it has plenty of water while you've got it inside. And again, like they said, especially for these spruce, waiting a little bit longer to bring it in is probably a little better in the long run. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now, talk about another popular holiday plant, and that is a Christmas cactus. And different things you may want to know if you receive one of these, or if you have recently purchased one or have one in your home. Obviously, the size of the pot or container that it is in is important, so there's plenty of room for the roots. And as you select that, you want to make sure you choose one that has drainage holes in the bottom. That helps keep that soil from getting too wet. As we know, cacti do like a little bit drier conditions. They grow well in most potting mixes formulated for maybe more of your succulent-type plants, but it's important to make sure that the soil drains well, like we just said. Now, when it comes to where to put it in your house, the plant should be kept in a bright, indirect lighted area. A lot of times like an east-facing window or maybe a bright bathroom is ideal. Too much direct sunlight actually can bleach out the sensitive leaves. Daytime temperatures around 70 degrees and cool off in the evening, 60 to 65 is ideal. Christmas cacti prefer a more humid environment, like we said, sometimes in the bathroom, that helps with that, or sometimes in the kitchen, there's more humidity. In the summer, Christmas cacti can be placed in a shady spot, actually out in a garden or an unheated porch, until temperatures get below 50 degrees. Then you want to make sure you move them inside and keep them out of any direct outdoor sunlight. When it comes to basic care and growing, you need to prune the plants in the late spring. That encourages more branching and more flowering. And you just cut off a few sections of each stem. That plant will then branch from that place where you made the cut. Now, you can place those cut pieces in a lightly moist potting soil, and they will oftentimes start to root and in a few weeks make for a new plant in and of themselves. Now, when it comes to trying to get them to bloom, the blooms of Christmas cacti are triggered by cooler temperatures and longer nights. So the three major types of holiday cacti, if you will, generally bloom according to their schedule. So there's Thanksgiving cacti. They're the earliest and longest bloomers of that mix, typically producing flowers from late fall through midwinter. The Christmas cacti tend to bloom in the early to midwinter, and then the Eastern cacti will bloom starting in late winter, but more into the mid-spring. So if yours is not blooming when you think it should be, it's probably either receiving too much light or the conditions are where the temperature is probably too high, maybe not enough moisture. Those are things to keep in mind. Now, triggering the blooming nights need to be at least 14 hours long between the 8 and 10 hours of light for at least 6 days. So 14 hours of darkness in between the light periods for about a 6-day stretch, that will help. If you have indoor lighting that's on at night, you may need to throw a blanket over it or do something to put it in a closet where it's not going to be exposed to that. Flower buds form best when the plant is kept in cooler temperatures between 50 and 60 degrees, and some folks will even try and kickstart that budding process by exposing them to temperatures about 45 degrees or so for several nights. So again, if you've got an unheated porch, not one that gets as cold as outside, but one that definitely cools off, that may be a way to trigger that. And then as far as watering goes, it's a cacti, so it likes it a little more dry. Plan to water it every 2 to 3 weeks, not every 2 to 3 days, but every 2 to 3 weeks. Only water when the top third of that potting mix feels dry to the touch. If the plant is 6 inches of growing soil, water when the top two are dry. That's sort of what you need to do to check, and you can just sort of put your finger in there to find that out. As far as fertilizer goes, they say wait till the spring. Fertilize it spring, summer, early fall. Every 2 weeks with a balanced, just general houseplant fertilizer is fine. You want to fertilize it monthly in the fall and winter rather than every 2 weeks. That also will help with the blooming. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.